What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. What's up? Welcome back to A Woman's Perspective. We are in episode 2 of the series, and today we're going to discuss friendship and love. Friendship and romance. Friendship and courtship. Friendship and romance and togetherness and all those things. I asked Mrs. Shanika Charles to come on and share a woman's perspective with us. And we're getting a double dose today. Not only are we talking about friendship and love, but as you heard me say earlier, Mrs. Shanika, i.e. she's married. So she's had an entire past life before her husband of friendship and love. She met her husband, and that was a journey. And even married, she still has friends, and she still experiences love. So we're going to talk about all that in today's podcast episode. Here we go. Season 17. Hello there. What's up? My name is Nate. You're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit.
Really?
You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day.
Sure is.
So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along. And I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Nate, just greeting you. If you are a new listener, then welcome aboard. I hope to teach you some things, so take some notes, and hopefully you'll learn something along the way. If you're a returning listener, faithful listener since day one, welcome back. I hope to continue to impact your life in positive ways, and I hope that I continue to lead you in the right direction. Now do me a favor. For those who are returning, you already know what to do. For those who are new, I need you to like the show, subscribe to the show, and give us a review on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And also, turn the notifications on so that you'll never miss an episode when episodes drop. That way, you'll be well informed of the up-to-date whereabouts of your favorite show, which I hope this is your favorite show, every single week as things drop. So I just wanted to greet everyone real quick, greet the new people, say hello to the returning guests, and yeah, let's now get into the episode and start off discussing a new topic. What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Really quickly, before we start the show, I just wanted you to know that your support means everything, not just monetarily, but also your words. So here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to go on to Apple, find Life Tips Podcast, and write a review. And also leave a 5-star rating. Because you know I'm trying to get up there with the top dogs in the Apple podcast world. Same thing with Spotify and Google. Go look us up on those platforms too. Blow us up and let people know how important listening to Life Tips Podcast means to you. That way, the higher up we go, the more downloads we'll get from the virtual community. So yeah, y'all, that's all I wanted to say. Let's get into the episode. Hey, y'all. We're back for the second episode in the Woman's Perspective series. And I am so excited about this one because we're going to be talking about friendship and love. Last week, we discussed the first part, and that was absolutely, absolutely amazing. We started off with entrepreneurship and faith. Now we're talking about friendship and love. And next week, we'll talk about the blending of faith and culture. But today, friendship and love. And the reason why I wanted to do this series called A Woman's Perspective is to reach out to my female listener base and give you all a podcast episode series that you could relate to. And I think this is honestly one of the best lineups for 2024 that I've ever had. And so I did some searching, and Shanika Charles came up and stepped up to the plate and said that she was willing to talk about friendship and love, especially from the perspective of a married woman. So y'all are going to get a double dose of life tips today. But first, we got to welcome Shanika onto the podcast. Woo!
Hey, Nathan Jones. Thank you so much for inviting me to your amazing podcast. I'm very honored to be here. Yeah. Such a good vibe.
You're welcome. I'm so hyped that you're here with us. And I'm actually hyped to meet Miss Shanika in person somewhat. But considering that we're, you know, 2 hours apart, you never know. I might pop up and pop up in the city one day and actually meet Miss Shanika face to face, and her husband and her family. So you never know. But so before we get into the meat and potatoes of the podcast episode, I'm going to stop talking and let Miss Shanika tell y'all a little bit about herself.
Hey everyone, my name is Shanika Charles, aka Miss Nika Love for short. I am a podcast, and also I am a wife and a mother of a beautiful 4-year-old daughter and a little one on the way.
Oh my gosh!
We don't know the gender yet, but I will be doing that real soon on the podcast. Like, I would love to do a gender reveal.
Oh my gosh! Wow! Oh my gosh! So, she's a podcast host. She's a mom. She's an educator. And... babies. Babies, babies, babies. Okay. So shout out to the newborn. Don't know what the gender is yet. The gender reveal is coming. And yeah, we'll have to bring her back for a motherhood / kids episode. Matter of fact, we will be bringing her back for that. That's going to be around Mother's Day. So when we get there, look for the Mother's Day podcast episode featuring Miss Shanika. We're going to talk about momhood and kids and child rearing, especially now in 2024 versus the past when she and I were young and the world was much, much, much better. But that's a conversation for another day. So real quickly, tell us a little about, what you do for a living and give us a little bit of a sneak peek at your podcast. We'll dive into the more of that later, but just, like a sneak peek.
Yes, I am a work at a school on nutrition. I love to help and serve food for the kids. And also my podcast is about just being able to just express each other. Like, I like the conversation with any mom, any business person, or basically just being to self-care, self-love, self-you. So I'm the type of person who like to uplift people up and just speak to laugh and just enjoy life. And we all need a little laughter in our lives.
Sweet, 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 sweet. So we'll get back to that a little bit later. Let's dive into it, y'all. I hope you're all ready to take notes. So we're going to touch on friendship first, and then we're going to cross over into love. So let's see. Where do I want to go first? Let's see. So I'm going to do something interesting. We're not going to reveal Miss Shanika's age, but we are going to see. I do want to see where she is. Are you a 80s baby?
Close. Yes, I was the last person in the 80s.
Got it. Great. Yes. Okay, so she's in the 80s and the 90s, to be technical. Great. That just gives me like a bit of an era perspective as I put these questions together. So given that she was in the 80s and 90s, Let's let's talk about that a little bit, because friendship back then is way different than friendship is now. So let's just start there. Like, what are your thoughts on the generational differences between, you know, us and, because I'm a 90s baby, so the generational differences between us and the generation behind us, which is Gen Z, you know, in terms of just friendship and how we operate in that now.
From back then, like back in the '80s and '90s, I heard friendship, like we was friends with everybody, from the kids in the neighborhood and from the kids at the school that we had hanged out with a long time ago. You used to go to the house and spend the night, and your parents, your parents was cool with it, you know, back then. But, you know, but now I can see a lot of changes from, I just feel like the generation from, it just, it's very, very different. It just feel like a lot of female, they lost a lot of trust.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell a lot of females who feel like they feel like they want, they'd rather be a loner. Just instead of having a friend at this time. I mean, I understand it was hard. Like, you had people, you had being around your circle, like you do so much for them and everything else, but then when it's time for you to have some, like, where are they? And it just feel like sometimes you gotta realize who your real friends is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, y'all been friends for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. You know, y'all probably friends since y'all was in high school, middle school, elementary school. But sometimes people end up changing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you realize, you look in the mirror, you realize who is your friend or who is your person who's going to, I can depend on. And I just, I really would like to see a lot of women to uplift each other up instead of, you know, bashing each other. Like, you know, I have the friends I have right now, I know her for like 23 years. 23 plus years.
Nice.
Like, because of her mom and my mom, they used to work in the school system. And when we end up knowing each other since middle school, like, we always hang out, go to the movies, and we kept it real. Like, when we have, like, girl events, like, we just recently over last summer, we had, like, a pink party. And when we had like a deep conversation, talk about how we know this person. And what I love about my friend, she told me that I'm very caring. And what I said, for me, I always help anybody, no matter what they need, whatever their needs. Like, if they need help with events, if they need help with their housing, I'm 100% support. And that's the type of person I'm the friend is. And it just kind of brought me to tears, because when they know you so much, they know you, what you've been through, your last relationship, about your past, from, you know, from going to college and being there, you know, your baby shower. And, you know, that's the type of person you know that's going to be there for you. And if you know that inside your heart, if you know that inside your mind, like, That's my girl. That's my ride or die. So,
wow. Oh, man. Like, that's really important, because friendship now is, oh boy. So she said that she and her friend have been close for 25 plus years. And they met in middle school, and I can attest having worked in the school system for over a year and been in multiple schools, I started out in an elementary school. I worked a few days in a middle school, and then I landed in a high school where I'm at now. And y'all know I'm cafeteria staff for food service. And so Shanika probably knows the about Sodexo. But yeah, I've seen it. I've been there. When you're in elementary school, friendship is clutch because you're still learning at that point. And it's not as bad. But once you cross over to middle school, oh, Lord. I love that she mentioned middle school. She was friends with her girlfriend since middle school. Once you cross over to middle school, that's when it gets real. And that's when you really gonna need your friends, because that's when the real bullying kicks in. That's when the changes kick in terms of puberty. And most importantly, that's when you start talking to guys and vice versa. And it may not be you, but it might be your friend that comes to you and says, hey, I like this guy. You know, what do you think about him? That stuff starts in the school system. And then you keep it going, you know, when you get to your college and adult years. And so the fact that she has a friend from middle school is just impressive, because 9 times out of 10, half of y'all done lost your middle school friends, lost your high school friends. Y'all don't even associate with each other no more, and barely have college friends nowadays, because everybody that I was homeschooled with, they dipped. Like, right after senior year, they dipped. And as you can clearly see, the motherhood portion is coming out live on the show, and that's really cool. Extra guests that we didn't see coming. It's okay. We will we'll work with it. You can't edit everything out. But yeah, that's powerful. So I'm really happy that she has that one girlfriend that's stuck with her through thick and thin, and that they are still connected to this day. And what, you know, that they were together for all the big major moments, the graduations, the weddings, the kids.
Like, she was in my wedding, I was in her wedding.
Yeah. You know? We'll get to this in part two, but I want to just throw this out there. With them being so close, they probably sat each other's husbands down in the beginning and grilled them. Like, all right, bruh, this is my girl. This is my ride or die. What are your intentions with my girl? I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Like, they probably did that with each other's husbands. Like, what's your intentions with my girlfriend? Let me make sure you're not crazy. Because that's just how it is with women who are that close to each other. Next question. What advice do you have for young women now when it comes to friendships, especially with social media being a part of everything now? Because there was nothing when we grew up. We had the internet when it was like a baby. We were there at the formation of these companies that are just multi-million dollar corporations now. We were there when the iPhone was first released. And now, Apple's worth $3 trillion. And everybody and their mamas have an iPhone. Everybody got social media. TikTok is the all the rage now. Instagram is a woman's best friend. Instagram is a single woman's best friend now. Like, a woman will give you their Instagram account before they give you your phone number. Fellas, write that down. A woman will give you her Instagram account before she gives out her phone number. We'll talk about that in part two. But yeah, I definitely want to get Shanika's thoughts on this, especially because, you know, yeah, social media, friendships, girl code, mean girls. I'm not going to go down the mean girls rabbit hole. Go for it.
My advice is, if you know that you have a friend that been through there, through your ups and your downs, that never leave by your side, always make sure to keep them. Make sure you know that they love you, like they love you as your sister, like mm-hmm. as they love you as like y'all's family. Mm-hmm. But if you know that gut feeling that they not for you and they don't care for you, they should be jealousy because you got a promotion, you got a new house, you just got married. Like, it should be none of that. You should be able to support that person no matter what they're doing right now, just like they support you throughout your tough times. Maybe it'd be best to separate and to realize that sometimes things don't be meant to be at this time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like, you have to love them, but you have to love them from far away. Mm-hmm. You wish them the best of luck. You always wish them their blessings. But always to remember, you know, people, they change. Mm-hmm. And you can't change people these days, no matter what. They get older or they popular, they got the new boyfriend, they concrete and everything else, and they start having the little ego. And sometimes if you keep letting that ego eat you up so much, it's not gonna get you nowhere in your future. And you're gonna still wanna act like you in high school, middle school days. Mm-hmm. Which mm-hmm. basically we don't have time for that. You're like, you probably in your 30s and 20s, you got kids, like, you know, like, sometimes it's time to grow up, time to realize, like, time is short right now. Enjoy those moments with each other. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know, next time you might see them, you don't know, you might end up finding out on the news that, hey, there's a good friend, I know they passed away. Like, please enjoy your friend, enjoy the person. Know your heart that if you know that you could trust them, yeah, that's my friend. You don't feel like you don't trust them, then hey, you gotta chuck it to the deuce and you gotta just move on. You gotta move on with your life and just be able to just no hate, but I just wish that a lot of women just be able to celebrate mm-hmm. and succeed. Mm-hmm. I would love to see a lot of women do that. Instead of, you see them on Instagram, you see them fighting mm-hmm. and talking about who slept with who, boyfriend, everything else. Like, come on now, man. Like, y'all want to fight? Just like high school, man. Grow up, man. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Y'all still in that old stuff? Like, be respectful, respect yourself, respect others. You got to give respect if you want respect.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's, wow, that's powerful. that's so powerful. Give respect if you want respect. And it's funny that she, you know, brought that up, like, how, you know, why can't we support each other and be there for each other as queens? Brings me back to it brings me back to the beef that I think might still exist between these people, but it'll come back to me in a second. It might still be there, I think. But if it is there, it's because of her. So you're probably like, what the heck? So pretty much, long story short, when Megan Thee Stallion came out, she, Shanika, oh Lord, yes. When Megan Thee Stallion came out, my celebrity crush, she did a song with Nicki Minaj. And then she did a song with Cardi B. And we all know what that song was. But see, the thing about it is that Nicki and Cardi apparently don't like each other. And the fact that Meg wanted to, you know, make a song with both of them didn't sit right with Nicki. And Nicki was, you know, shading Meg. And I just looked at it like, the woman is about the coins. She doesn't care about the internal rap beef and all that. She just wants to make money and put out great content. And that's partially why I stopped following Nicki Minaj after being a fan at first. I stopped following Nicki Minaj because I just didn't like her attitude toward other women. Then she ended up marrying a rapist, and I was like, I can't associate myself with you now because you married a rapist, and that is always attached to your brand, and I gotta hop off your train now because I can't associate myself with you if you married a rapist. Now, I'm not gonna lie, Cardi B should have been moved on from Offset a long time ago. We'll talk about that in part two. And even though, Partisan Fontaine did cheat on Megan Thee Stallion, I'm 100% certain of that. And we all know what Tory Lanez did. Praise God, he's in jail. But we're not going to talk about that until next week. Shanika over here shaking her head. My point is, she's right about women uplifting and supporting each other, because in the rap game in particular, it's still there where I don't mess with you, and, you know, the back and forth hate to where we can't come together as to where y'all can't come together as women and support each other, especially black women in the black community. What would MLK say? We're recording, you know, y'all know we're recording this on MLK Day. What would MLK say? Shoo, what would Coretta Scott say? Oh, and before I give my guest the mic back, Jonathan Majors, keep Coretta's name out your mouth. I'm just saying, like, you had no business asking Grace Jabari to be more like Coretta, and then you gonna ask Megan Good to, you gonna claim Megan Good as your Coretta. You got right. Yeah, he did. He claimed that Megan Good was his Coretta Scott in a recent interview, and I'm just over here like, I'm so happy that their daughter came out the cut and flamed him for his comments. So, yeah, just relax. If you're going to talk about these super important people, put some respect on their name, okay? All right, back to Shanika. Back to Shanika, because you were right about the whole women supporting each other thing, and yeah. You don't have any thoughts on...
Oh, about Megan and... I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was the tie-in to your point. So I'm like, yeah, does she have any thoughts about the... About the beef and the rat game and the... Because it kind of does relate to women not supporting women and all that.
I mean, the thing that kind of makes me so mad right now with this... I'm so sick and tired of this reality shows, all these girls fighting... And all this stuff.
Love like, and Marriage Huntsville.
It's just kind of, I just can't look at it because it's so sad looking at black queens just fighting over some, what she said that she said. So what, man? Okay. Oh, she said, I got a flat butt. Oh, she said that my nose too small and my breast too this small. So what, man? People gonna talk until the day you die. Like, first of all, this Nicki and Cardi, like, I don't mean to holler. Y'all probably like in your middle 30s, almost your 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on now. She got a son, Cardi got kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on now. Like, it's time to grow up. Like, I'm so sick. This beef been going on for so long. Mm-hmm. And like, y'all supposed to be in it to make money for y'all, you know, just for your fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, people would like to see that beef just come on, just stop. Like, it's got ridiculous. Like, Nicki, I mean, I really don't have much say to her. I mean, I respect her as an artist, but come on now, like sometimes y'all gotta let things go. Because if you keep holding that grudge, y'all keep letting that stuff eating you up so bad, it's gonna trigger you so much you wanna do something so bad to that person, and then you're gonna regret it for the rest of your life.
Ooh.
And trust me, Megan, Megan, you know, keep making those coins for other artists, keep making that music. If that person don't want to do it, on to the next. Keep doing what you gotta do. You want to keep making your paper. Because, like, sometimes people don't want to get over the stuff that that person do because they just tells you that person never grow up. That person still is bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need a bitter person who's not gonna making my coins or gonna make my money.
Facts. All right, y'all. Let's go to commercial break. And then we're gonna come back and talk about part two. Part two is about to get wild. Y'all not ready, okay? Especially for the first question I'm about to ask Shanika in part two. Y'all not ready. This episode of Life Tips Podcast is sponsored by Life Tips Podcast, and this is our sponsor. Yo. We got Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Let me tell you about it. Spotify for podcasters is the new podcast service from Spotify. It's totally free. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It allows you to create your podcast using various tools, and your distribution is on Spotify. Spotify first, and then they will distribute your podcast to different platforms for you. It's literally the all-in-one place to make a podcast. And then there's video podcasts. So Spotify for Podcasts has a video feature as well. It is not just audio. So, if you want to get started with Spotify for Podcasters, then all you have to do is go to www.podcasters.spotify.com to get started on making your very own show. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Listener support is now active for Life Tips Podcast. So if you love this podcast, please, please, please give to support future episodes of the show. No amount is too great or too small. It would really mean a lot to me if you all would help support the podcast and get this show where it needs to be moving forward. So again, if you're really just into this show and you look forward to episodes every single week, drop something in the support channel, drop something in the support button you can click on. It really means a lot to me, and it'll go towards future episodes being produced. All right, cool. Back to the show.
What is up, family? It's your hostess with the mostest. From over at Powerfully Black and Excellent, the podcast that seeks to make your skin folk, your kin folk all across the nation, baby. Now look, if you're looking for a platform that highlights black entrepreneurs and business professionals, we got your back. If you're looking for a podcast that's going to light that fire up underneath you to start that business that you keep putting on the back burner, we got your back. And if you're just looking to hear from some amazing black entrepreneurs and business professionals who are currently on the journey to making themselves and their brand successful, we got your back. So come check us out on Anchor FM and almost all streaming platforms using the name Powerfully, Black and Excellent without the E. We drop new episodes every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're not listening to us, what are you doing? Thank you.
social media. Wait, social media. Don't go. Gotta give you our social media. You can follow us on social media on X at Life Tips Podcast, at Life Tips Podcast for Facebook, at Spoken Life Tips on Facebook and on Instagram. On Threads, you can follow me there at Nate_the_speaker, as well as on Instagram. At Spoken Life Tips on Instagram and Threads as well. At @auth_gen_person on Twitter. That's @auth_gen_person on Twitter. At Life Tips Podcast, of course, on X/Twitter. And on Facebook as well. You can also follow me on TikTok if you want to. Message me for my TikTok information as well. Lots of social media, lots of changes, but still the same engagement. All right, then. That's the end of this podcast episode. Look forward to seeing you next week.